Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to News Talk 830 WCCO. This past Friday, I had the opportunity to go and be a part of Minnesota Aurora Soccer. It was my first time getting a chance to check out the squad this season. And it was such a phenomenal experience. I suggest that everybody out there go out and support these fine women here in Minnesota, our newest team to the state. And joining us now is the goalkeeper for Minnesota Aurora, Sarah Fuller. Give her a follow on Twitter at @SarahFuller_27. And she's joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. First off, Sarah, pleasure to have you on the show. How you been?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me. Sorry if my voice is a little hoarse. It's from screaming over the 5,000 people at our games.
Yeah. I mean, you should have a hoarse voice because so many people went out and have been supporting you guys from the start of this season. And I was amongst that crowd there this past Friday as you took on Chicago. And you guys remain undefeated. And yes, like you mentioned, 5,000-plus fans. How did that make you feel to get that type of support?
It's incredible. I mean, our first game, it was a little intimidating because I've never played in front of a crowd that big. But we've obviously, like, settled into it, and I just love every second, the chance that they have, and the energy when a goal is scored. It's just I've never experienced it in my life, and, you know, I'm so grateful that I can come out here and play on such a big stage in the USLW League. It's really a great opportunity.
When you look at your facilities and where you play, how would you rate where Aurora plays versus some of the other teams? I know it's early in the season, but how would you rate where you guys have played in your facilities as opposed to some of the other squads?
It's unmatched. I mean, I would say that it's topping even professional teams, NWSL teams. Like, just our facilities are beautiful. You know, everybody, the staff that works there is amazing. Our coaches are incredible. There's literally nothing, anything to complain about. It's just incredible, and I'm very grateful. Especially when we travel, I'm like, wow, we have it really good.
Yeah.
And our fans, like, you know, we'll go to another place to play, and there's maybe 50 people in the stands, and I'm like, wow, like, it is such an intimidation factor when you come and play Aurora at home. You have to be prepared for sure.
I think that, you know, from my experience on Friday, and I did a little bit of a tour, right? I visited the press box. I was out amongst the fans. I just thought that everything about Friday was just exceptional. It was outstanding because you had fans that were cheering for you guys that were in the stands. You had fans that were cheering right behind you, literally sitting on the grass. And one of the things that I love about everything about the experience and being at your game on Friday is the fact that it's such a fan-friendly experience, right? You could go on a date there. You could bring your family. I mean, it just seemed like it was very, very inclusive for everybody out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part of it. I mean, this was built up by the community, and it's for the community. And that's what I'm really proud about. And when I heard about, you know, when I got asked to play for Aurora, I just heard how many people were involved in building up this team and were passionate about it. And there was no way I could turn that down. Having that many people supporting and attending, you know, women's soccer is just incredible. And I think it goes to show where the future lies for women's sports. And yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. I'm kind of at a loss for words for it sometimes.
Yeah, we're talking to Sarah Fuller, goalkeeper from Minnesota Aurora FC, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Like I mentioned at the top, remaining undefeated. That never gets tired of saying that. How would you, I guess, describe the start to you guys' season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really great how we've come together, you know, in just a matter of weeks. You know, it's not like a college team where, you know, a handful of people know each other already, a few classes know each other, and it's just freshmen coming in. But with this, nobody knew each other. We were a brand new team, and I think props to our coaching staff for doing an incredible job recruiting. They really found people who are passionate about soccer and promoting women's sports and representing Minnesota and the community. And it's, you know, it's just been incredible. And I think we've bonded really well. And game after game, I just see improvement. And even out there at practice, I love going to practice and hanging out with those athletes. And yeah, it's just been a great experience. And I can't wait to finish out this season on top. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, as a former college football player, being a kicker at Vanderbilt, what is it like to practice at times and then have the National Football League team here, the Minnesota Vikings, get a glance at you guys practicing? Because I was talking to Andrea about that last week, and she says, yeah, there's been a couple of times where, like, Eric Kendricks and members of the Minnesota Vikings, they're, like, overlooking you guys, and they're like, hey, look at the squad out there practicing.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I look up there every now and then. I'm like, I wonder who's watching us right now. but I've met, you know, a few of the kicking team, the special teams, at Minnesota, at the Vikings, and they've been really great. And some of them are season ticket holders. And the fact that, you know, they're excited for us to be out there at the facilities and they're involved, and they're, some of them are community owners and stuff like that, I just think speaks volumes to what this team means to everyone, even the Minnesota Vikings, which is really great. And obviously, like, gosh, the facilities are at, like, they're watching us. Like, we share the facility with the Minnesota Vikings. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know, you're not from Minnesota, but how would you say that Minnesotans have welcomed you here to start your career here?
Oh my gosh, everybody has been just so kind, and there's so many amazing fun things to do. I have not been bored one weekend. I have something to do all the time. I've tried to make it out to a lot of the sports games. So it's been such a fun time. You know, Minnesota in the winter might be really cold, but in the summer, goodness, like, that's the place to be for sure.
Yeah, well let's go through a couple of checklist items. Sarah, have you been out on a Minnesota lake yet?
Yes, I have. I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was one I can't pronounce.
Okay, so we'll scratch that off. Have you had a Juicy Lucy yet?
I have. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. Yes.
All right. Have you been to First Avenue yet? Because everybody has to go check out a show at First Avenue, which Prince made famous years ago, with Purple Rain.
Oh, no, I haven't done that yet. Okay, I need to do that.
Okay.
I'll go on the bucket list.
Okay, you got to put that on the bucket list. If you need an in to get into a show, just reach back out to me, and I'll make sure it happens. We'll just have to check the schedule and see what bands are playing there. But I guess in closing, you mentioned that you're traveling right now. You're actually in Atlanta. Can you give us a little bit of insight as to what you're doing in Atlanta?
Yeah, so I'm here for the NIL Summit, and it's a really great opportunity, just meeting with a bunch of student-athletes, and we're all coming together talking about NIL. Tim Tebow is going to be here, which is really cool. I'm also on a panel speaking about, you know, finances and stuff for student-athletes. So really great opportunity, and I think definitely necessary when it comes to NIL being so new, just like celebrating it and continuing to keep the conversation rolling so athletes can take advantage of it. So
yeah, do in terms of, like, because I know that this whole NIL world is rather new to all of us, do you like where we're going with it? Because I know that there are a lot of people that are kind of complaining about it. I like the fact that athletes are getting an opportunity to make money off of their name, image, and likeness. What do you make of the early amendments of what's going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I'm able to be, yeah, financially independent from, you know, my parents and everything. It's been a really great opportunity. I work for a company called No Cap Sports, and we're actually a free platform for all student athletes, and we pair brands with student athletes so that they can make deals. And I think we need to continue to have options for all student athletes, not just the D1 quarterbacks. So that's why I really love No Cap and what I'm doing there. because I think that it could get dangerous where, you know, it's only the big names that are getting opportunities. But hopefully I can help turn it in the right direction and continue to have opportunities for all athletes, especially female athletes. I think that's really important.
Give her a follow on Twitter at @SarahFuller_27. It is Sarah Fuller, Minnesota Aurora goalkeeper, joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, Sarah, safe travels. We'll see you when you get back to Minnesota, and continue success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.